Thank you and good afternoon. In an October meeting, the Headwaters Fund voted unanimously to renew its commitment to fly Humboldt, pledging $250,000 to bring additional air service to the county airport. The news was announced in a release issued today, and Fly Humboldt also announced that they will bring a new 76-seat jet to the airport December 2nd. Three additional weekend flights have been added for the month of November as well, and if ridership continues trending upward, projections show that the number of seats available in December will be 63% higher than last year. This afternoon, the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office announced the hiring of Christopher Yee. Yee, a graduate of Cal State Fullerton and Whittier Law School, has been hired to handle the misdemeanor caseload at the DA's office. Yee has 1 year of experience prosecuting misdemeanors for the DA's office in Los Angeles and has served as a law clerk in Orange County. Fortuna Police begin an enforcement campaign. Dan Squire has more.
The Fortuna Police Department has announced it will conduct a distracted driving enforcement campaign over the next 2 weeks, citing statistics that show that more than 400,000 drivers and passengers were injured in traffic collisions related to distracted driving in 2012 and the use of cell phones and other electronic devices while behind the wheel. Fortuna Police want to spread the message that distracted drivers are a danger to themselves and to others. A national survey revealed that more than 48% of drivers admit to answering their cell phones while driving, and more than 50% admitted to sending or reading text messages. Texting while driving is illegal in California, and the use of a hands-free device is the only allowable way to use a cell phone.
Thank you, Dan. The National Weather Service Office in Eureka have issued a hazardous weather outlook for the North Coast for tonight and into Tuesday morning. Some moderate rain has been present throughout the day, and tonight will bring a small chance of thunderstorms and hail. In coastal valley areas, temperatures will drop into the low 30s, and that could bring frost to those areas as well. With state agencies suspending recreational and commercial crab fishing off the coast of California, there are concerns about how long the suspension will last. The cause is domoic acid, a neurotoxin present in algae bloom caused by warmer water temperatures due to the effects of El Niño. Testing has been done on crab in 9 ports along the California coast, and the levels of domoic acid are far above what are considered safe for human consumption. Meanwhile, the state of Oregon has only issued an advisory for those who want to consume crab and warned residents to fully eviscerate the crab before cooking and not to consume the viscera, commonly known as butter, because that's where the highest level of domoic acid are found. Crab tested in California show the acid at 300 parts per million, far above the FDA guidelines of safety, which are 20 parts per million. Oregon officials found levels in the 40 to 43 parts per million in Dungeness crab, far below the extraordinarily high levels found in California. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. More schools are creating programs to try and assist students in choosing a possible career path after high school, and that was the topic of discussion when Jim Ritter joined this morning's talk shop. Ritter is the Career Exploration and Community Outreach Coordinator for the Humboldt County Office of Education, and together they created the Career Exploration Initiative, a series of workshops that will run through May of 2016 to help students gain perspective and insight from community members already working in their field of interest.
I think an aha moment often is when they can hear somebody's story and hear what a particular person working in a career did when they were in high school, thought about when they were in middle school, and how that actually led to some goals, deciding what they wanted to do for some post-high school education, whether that's going to a four-year college, something that makes them able to compete in the marketplace.
Ritter says that one of the focuses for the initiative program is to help students shape their initial curiosity in a particular career field.
If you can find ways to just help them shape that curiosity, to just learn about options and opportunities, whether they choose that for a career down the road or not, it's really secondary to just giving them the chance to think about opportunities. And we've found a great way to do that is to find ways to connect them with people in our community so they can learn firsthand about what a job is really like.
The Career Exploration Initiative is scheduled to begin next Monday. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.